Thank you, Kristen. Ms. Altemeyer,
Harvey Smith,
all of the people who are here this evening. Certainly, I'm very impressed because we have quite a large group. I was here last year. I know it was a little colder, but tonight's a beautiful night. It's a great time to come together. To remember a very important part in our history. And I say our history because I know that many people in my community were affected by it. People who live in Canada today were direct victims. And so it is important for us to certainly remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I've had the opportunity to visit both cities and to visit the museum at Hiroshima twice now. And each time I go there, I gain something more in terms of what happened to civilians. Stories of people whose skins were burnt off, hanging from their body because of the radiation from the nuclear bomb. And the fact that people were certainly unaware of what was happening. Here they were going off to work, going off to school, beautiful morning, at around 8 a.m. without a care, and yet this happened. And so lives change instantly. Their lives, many paths, were directly affected, killed. Others have felt the pain of that day, even till today. Many have died because of leukemia, and we'll hear a story about Sadako, which is certainly a very important story. When I went to the Hiroshima Peace Garden, there is a monument for Sadako. And it was built by the children of Japan who donated funds so that that story could be commemorated. And each year, 1,000 cranes, and when you hear this story, you'll know why, students, children from around the world send these cranes to Hiroshima so that it could be displayed there. But I guess the important part is that all of these events we need to remember, because as was said, we don't want it to happen again. I've had the opportunity to go to Israel and to go to the Holocaust Museum, both in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. And they have a policy there that every school children in Israel will go to those museums annually so that they will remember what happened to their people. And so in a way, when we have these annual events, it is a way of commemorating what happened in the past. But you know, there's also the present to be concerned about. In my position as citizenship judge, I meet a lot of people who have come from Africa, South America, people who are refugees, who were dislocated from their homes because of racism, government powers, by the military. And in a way, they're like the victims of Hiroshima. They were displaced, they were removed. And so we currently, in our world today, have millions of refugees. And certainly our country is trying to do their part in bringing refugees over. But we can't accommodate all of the people who are in these camps today. And there is that suffering going on as well. So when we talk about commemoration, we also need to remind ourselves that we're not commemorating the past, but also to remember what's happening at the present. I remember this one lady that I interviewed in Toronto, and she had come from originally Ethiopia. She had come from a refugee camp. And she was telling me that in her camp there were thousands and thousands of people, and only a few get selected to go to different countries as refugees, and the rest have to remain there for years and years. And she was telling me the story of her own parents. The mother, the father, I'm sorry, had a friend. And this friend had two places for his family. At the last minute, unfortunately, the people in this particular family were not able to go. And so he said to his friend, I have two places. Would you want to send some of your children in our place? And so this girl said that her father had looked over and discussed it with the family. There were eight children. Who do you choose? It's a horrendous job for a parent to make those decisions. And yet in the end, he selected the two youngest girls. One was going, just starting, or was eligible for university. The other one was just finishing high school. And so the two came to Canada. And this one girl was telling me that she had gone through university. She had graduated and she got a very good job and was now sending her sister through university. But she was sending money home every day, every month to her family. And one of the things she said to me, she said, you know, I'm indebted to my father. I'm indebted to them because they allowed me to come here. And I have a life that's free. I have a life where I have opportunities. And yet, the rest of my family are in these camps. And so she told me that her obligation is an obligation to her family that eventually she will have be able to bring her parents over and consequently some of her other siblings. And so here are people who come to this country who see the opportunities, but their main goal is to ensure that their family remains intact, that they have an opportunity to come here and become part of a free society. And you know, it hit home to me when she was talking about this, that how much family means to many of the immigrants and to refugees. The family is a very important part of the culture, the social structure. And in a way, I think that's great, because I think it sort of reminds us how important family is to all of us as well. But when we think about Hiroshima, we should think about the Holocaust. We should think about the present refugees across the world who are in refugee camps, who want to leave that situation, but will likely, in many of their lives, will never be able to do so. Our country certainly should be encouraged to help them. Our country should be encouraged to ensure that we have a nuclear-free society so that things like Hiroshima, Nagasaki will never occur again. But also we have to be reminded that even though that issue is resolved, we still have other problems that we need to deal with in this country. So I just bring it to your attention. We need to have our young people involved, and I'm not too sure how many of our young people through the school system really have the opportunity to learn about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It occurs, these events occur certainly during the summer vacation, so it's very hard for school system to maybe pick up on that, but somehow we need to make a better effort. The story of Sadako certainly is one that's told in many of the schools and certainly has a great impact on our young people. And so I'm going to stop there, and we're going to hear the story of Sadako. Thank you.